Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. I know your English will improve today, and I hope you believe it too. Now, how would you feel if you discovered the cure for a serious disease? If I discovered the cure for a serious disease, I would be so excited, so happy that I could help so many people. Well, the name of our lesson is The Story of Louis Pasteur. And in yesterday's lesson, we were learning about a boy named Joey who was bitten by a rabid dog. That is, a dog with rabies. So what happened to Joey? And could Louis Pasteur help in any way? And here's a question for you to think about. What did Pasteur compare his vaccine to? What did Pasteur compare his vaccine to? The answer is in the second part of our lesson today. So open up your magazine and let's begin.
The Story of Louis Pasteur. Soon, the little boy was very sick. Everyone knew that if someone was bitten by a sick, mad dog, that person would become infected with rabies and die. His parents could only wait. But then, there was news. Joey's mother saw it and shouted for joy. A doctor of science has found a way to save sick people like Joey, she said. He says sick people like Joey have been invaded by an invisible enemy, and he's found a way to kill it. The man, of course, was Louis Pasteur. He had done what he had set out to do.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 infect 这个动词 F-E-C-T 这个字根有做或制作的意思。所以 infect 是指感染或传染。例如 one mosquito can infect a large group of people with an unpleasant disease. 一只蚊子可以让很多的人感染到恼人的疾病。如果要说感染什么疾病的话是用 with 这个介系词。例如 the patient was infected with hepatitis and is now under treatment. 这位病人感染到肝炎现在正在治疗。它的名词是字尾加上 ion 变成 infection。例如 ear infection 是指耳朵感染或者是 throat infection 是指喉咙的感染。其实我们看的是 invade 这个动词 ,in 这个字首是指进入 ,vade 这个字根有走的意思。所以 invade 是指侵入侵略或者是侵袭。例如 the country was invaded several times by neighboring countries. 这个国家过去屡次都被邻近的国家侵略。或者是 the town was invaded by the plague and many people became sick. 这个城镇被瘟疫所侵袭造成许多人患病。或者是 the actress said she felt that her privacy was invaded by the media. 这位女演员说她觉得她的隐私被媒体所侵犯。
Thank you so much, Michelle, and thank you, Louis Pasteur. I believe you are going to be the man to cure this boy, Joey, or at least to help this boy, Joey.
Well, I guess we are going to have to find out. Well, let's continue learning about this poor, sick little boy. Soon, the little boy was very sick. Everyone knew that if someone was bitten by a sick, mad dog, that person would become infected with rabies and die.
Dun, dun, dun. Hey, yes. Rebecca, a little quiz.
Mm-hmm.
Little quiz. What's that word that we learned yesterday that describes an animal who has rabies?
A rabid dog.
Very nice. Very
yes,
nice.
I was paying attention yesterday.
Yes, you were. And friends, when you see this phrase mad dog or a mad animal of some kind, 99% of the time it means that animal has rabies. Okay, we don't just use this to describe an animal with any sickness. It usually means an animal with rabies.
Exactly. Well, I feel really bad for these parents because I'm sure they're very nervous, very anxious about what's going to happen to their son, Joey. We read, his parents could only wait. But then there was news. Joey's mother saw it and shouted for joy. A doctor of science has found a way to save people like Joey.
It sounds like maybe he found a cure for something. I think that's what Louis Pasteur might be looking for, right? Maybe a cure?
It's very possible that he may have discovered a cure for rabies.
You know, I thought so too.
Until
I read the rest of our lesson later on, he says he invented a vaccine. We'll talk about that later. Oh. So I don't know if he discovered a cure for rabies. He did invent a vaccine for rabies. But friends, let's talk about this phrase. A lot of scientists want to discover a cure for different diseases.
And one of the diseases that people have talked about a lot, of course, is cancer. Mm-hmm. It would be great if people discovered a cure for cancer, and then nobody would ever get cancer. Oh, well, if they would get cancer, they could get cured from it.
Exactly. 100% healed, right? Mm-hmm. When you have a cure for a disease. I know people want to find a cure for AIDS or HIV. You know, believe it or not, the flu and the common cold, I mean, we get them all the time, right? Every year someone gets a cold during the winter especially. Actually, there's no cure for the common cold. We think there is because our bodies get better, but actually that's because we have good immune systems that help us to fight these diseases.
Then why do we go to the doctor and take medication?
Well, that medication does help, but it doesn't cure the cold. It just fights off those germs.
Okay, so
we're going to learn a difference between a cure and a vaccination later in our lesson today. However, we continue here. He says sick people like Joey have been invaded by an invisible enemy, and he's found a way to kill it. So this mother is very excited. Louis Pasteur might be able to help her son Joey.
And at the time, of course, no name had been mentioned as far as who this doctor is, but we know, and you know, that the doctor is Louis Pasteur, and we read, the man, of course, Louis Pasteur, he had done what he had set out to do. So let's talk about this phrase, set out to do something. If you set out to do something, that just means that you have a specific goal that you want to accomplish, or there's something that you want to do, so you take specific action steps to do it.
So what are you setting out to do? Mm-hmm. What do you really want to do? Are you going to just sit there and dream about it? Or are you going to get up and do something about it? Are you going to set out to do it? I am looking for a new teppanyaki. I just love teppanyaki. My wife and I are going to set out this weekend to find a new teppanyaki.
Well, you have fun looking for that teppanyaki restaurant, and tell me if you find one.
Okay.
Well, here's another way that you can use this phrase. Melody really wanted to make dinner tonight, so she went out to the store, bought some potatoes, meat, and vegetables. Then she went home and cooked dinner. She accomplished what she had set out to do.
Bravo. It's wonderful when you can accomplish what you set out to accomplish. Mm-hmm. And so Louis Pasteur, he had done what he set out to do. And of course, well, I hope the rest of the story is positive. I hope he's able to help this boy, Joey. But for right now, it's time for us to go to somebody else for help. Let's see what Carolyn and Ken have for us in the Info Cloud. This is really what we're going to do.
Hello, friends. We'd like to take a look at a useful sentence structure today. Better something than something else. This is usually used to present two undesirable options. The first is preferable to the second.
Like better safe than sorry. When we say this, we're implying that being safe is undesirable because it's boring and it takes extra effort.
And being sorry is undesirable, obviously, because nobody likes to suffer feelings of regret. But if we had to choose between the two, the first, being safe, is the more attractive option, right?
Right. How about better late than never? Try as we might, we can't always be on time, but isn't it better to hand in a class project a little late than never at all?
I think so. There's also the sentence, better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. This tells us that love is worth the risk of a broken heart.
Neither choice is appealing, but because love is such an important experience, the first option is preferable.
Okay, one more. Better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak and remove all doubt. A reminder that sometimes it's better to just keep your mouth shut.
It's the difference between others merely thinking you are foolish and knowing you are foolish.
今天我们来看一个常见的句型 better 怎么样 than 怎么样。这个句型里头提供两个选择，两者通常都不理想，但相较之下，前者会是一个比较好的选择。例如 It's better to be safe than sorry， 小心总比后悔好。我们去赴约迟到了，但可以自我安慰 Better late than never， 迟到总比不到好。另外有个谚语我们可以学 Better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak and remove all doubt， 最好保持沉默并让他人以为你不懂，也不要张开嘴说话而被别人看清楚你真是个傻瓜。这就是今天的 Info Cloud 群关键。
Studio Classroom is on air. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Now, what would you do to find a cure for your boy who is very sick? What would you pay? Well, in our story, we're learning about a boy in Germany who was bitten by a rabid dog. He's infected with rabies. Louis Pasteur is a scientist in France, but his parents know that he has found the cure for this disease. So what are they going to do? Are they going to ask for Louis Pasteur to travel to them? Or will they travel to him? Let's find out next.
The story of Louis Pasteur. Joey's parents quickly prepared Joey for the long journey to Paris. Dr. Pasteur, said the mother upon their arrival at Pasteur's residence, we've come a long way. Our little boy was bitten by a mad dog, and he's very sick. Can you help us? Perhaps, said Pasteur. I've invented a vaccine. It is strong enough to kill the invisible enemy. I will use a needle to inject the vaccine into Joey. Then the vaccine will fight the germs, just like soldiers fight in a war.
OK， 接下来我们看 residence 这个名词 ，side 这个字根有放置的意思，所以 residence 是指住所或住宅。例如 ，After the resignation, reporters thronged outside the premier's residence, waiting to interview him。总理辞职后，记者们蜂拥至他的住所外，等着要采访他。如果我们要说明是某人的住宅的话，是用他的姓再加上所有格，再加上 residence。例如。Lee's residence 是指李宅，或者是 Brown's residence 是指布朗家。最后我们看 vaccine 这个名词 ，vaccine 是指疫苗。注意它的发音，第一个 c 是发 k 的音，第二个 c 是发 s 的音，念成 vaccine。如果要说明对抗什么疾病的疫苗的话，是用 against 这个介系词。例如 ，The vaccine against Ebola was recently developed by the WHO。世卫最近研发了对抗伊波拉病毒的疫苗，它的动词是 vaccinate， V-A-C-C-I-N-A-T-E， 意思是施打疫苗。例如 ，This boy wasn't vaccinated against measles， 这个男孩并没有打过麻疹疫苗。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, we read right here. Joey's parents quickly prepare Joey.For the long journey to Paris. Now let's talk about this phrase to prepare someone for something. What does it mean to prepare someone to do something?
Well, you can prepare to do something.
Mm-hmm.
That means you get ready for it. For example, if a long cold winter is coming up. You can prepare for that winter by buying warm clothes, right? Or you can, like our lesson says, you prepare somebody else for something. That means you are helping someone else to get ready for something.
So, for example, over the past week, Caleb has been taking lots of practice tests. The practice tests are going to help prepare Caleb for the final exam. So, of course, you can prepare for a long journey. You can prepare to take a test. And you could prepare for a recital, a music recital.
Well, I think that teachers, good teachers, should help prepare students for their tests or for their exams. So I like it. I like it when teachers say, you know, if you have any questions, you can come up to me after class and we can discuss this together. I like it when teachers have patience for students who might be a little bit slower at learning, because your job is to prepare students for not only for tests, but also for life.
That's right. Well, continuing on, we read Dr. This is the mother speaking. Dr. Pasteur, said the mother, upon their arrival at Pasteur's residence, we've come a long way. Our little boy was bitten by a mad dog, and he's very sick. Can you help us?
Oh, that was very good. You would be a great mother one day, Rebecca. Rebecca, you're going to make a great mom.
Thank you. That is my mother voice.
let's see what Pasteur says. Perhaps, should I do a French accent?
That is a great voice. Yeah, try a French accent. Come on, get into it a little bit.
I really hope that all of the French people watching, I know there's not many, but I hope you don't kill me. I hope you don't hate me for this. Perhaps, said Pasteur, because I'm totally ruining the French accent. I've invented a vaccine. All right, before we continue with that French accent, let's talk about a vaccine. In Chinese, you might call it 疫苗. And there's a related word that is a vaccination. Okay, a vaccine or a vaccination. And that is something that will help with a disease.
And sometimes, before you can go into certain countries, it is highly recommended that you get a vaccination or certain vaccinations. For example, if you want to go on the missions trip to India, you are required to get several vaccinations. These vaccinations will protect you from certain diseases.
Right, and that's kind of what a vaccine does. It helps prevent a disease from happening or from taking place in your body, from attacking you. Right. So earlier we were talking about a cure for something. That is, after you already have a disease of some kind and you're cured from it, well, then you're 100% better. Now, a lot of people get chickenpox. Did you ever get chickenpox when you were younger, Rebecca?
I actually don't ever remember getting chickenpox.
Oh.
Most people get chickenpox, but I think I got away without having to get it.
Well, I hope it doesn't actually happen sometime in the future, because what happens is when a child gets chickenpox, then they are given a vaccine, something, a smaller form of a disease, right? But that actually, when inserted into your body, then it helps because the white blood cells in your body, they come to attack this thing, right? And then so now it's used to this disease, the small form, so that when the actual big thing happens, they're able to fight it. And that's what a vaccine does. So I'm grateful for people like Louis Pasteur who helped create a vaccine for rabies.
Well, he says it is strong enough to kill the invisible enemy. I will use a needle to inject the vaccine into Joey. Then the vaccine will fight the germs, just like the soldiers fight in a war.
I love that. And that's the answer to the question I asked earlier. What did Louis Pasteur compare this vaccine to? To soldiers. Right now it is time for an SC challenge. Yes.
Yes. Oh. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the SC challenge. Simon, are you okay over here?
I am so sick, Rebecca. I can't believe you made me come to work just to go on SC Challenge.
Wait, calm down. Calm down, Simon. Have you been to the doctor yet?
Not yet. I was on my way there when you called.
Oh, well, thank you so much for coming, even though you're sick. Simon, can I ask you a few questions?
I think I have a fever.
Oh, no.
Yep. Yeah,
Simon, how often do you get sick?
It depends on if I'm taking my vitamins. If I don't take vitamins, I get sick all the time.
So I take it you didn't take your vitamins.
No, and look what happened.
Yeah, whose fault is that?
I've got a fever.
It's his fault.
I've got a cough. I've got a runny nose.
Oh, no, it sounds terrible. Okay, Simon, well, this might be a better question for you. Hold on. If you had a rare disease, would you let the doctor try this untested medicine on you?
I guess it depends on how bad the disease is. If you have a rare disease, but you can kind of manage the problem so that you don't suffer too much from the symptoms and you're not dying too quickly, I might not take the chance on a new medicine.
Hey, that was a really good question because you sound so much better now. I knew the question would do the trick. Now you're feeling better?
No.
Okay. No. Well, so you're saying is, as long as you don't think you're dying, you wouldn't want to try this untested medicine on you.
I think it depends on what the risks are.
Okay, what if you had a child, like a son or daughter, and they were dying? They literally were dying. Would you want a doctor to try an untested medicine on your child?
I think, again, it depends on the risk because experimental medicine isn't always as safe as we think. But I think if it's your last chance, it's probably worth a try.
I guess sometimes it's hard to know what you would do until you are in that situation.
I think that's true.
That's probably the way it works. Well, friends, how often do you get sick? Should you go to work when you're sick? Simon, I think it's probably time for you to go home.
You don't look too good. I gotta go to the doctor.
Yeah, you gotta go to the doctor. Well, thank you for joining us today to talk about how often you get sick. And friends, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, I think the story does have a good ending. I guess we're going to just have to find out next time. So friends, do come back right here to
Studio Classroom.